Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Where's my tea?
You want?
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tes Zayin. We are up to Sif Yud. Hayu, page 260, the last line. Sif Yud, the Mechaber says, Hayu lefan of Atzei Besamim, Ve'isvei Besamim, Munei Besamim. A person had a mixture. He had both Atzei Besamim and Isvei Besamim, in addition to having Minei Besamim. So he basically has three separate brachos altogether. Mevarich al kol echad bracha haru'uyolo. He should not make one bracha on everything together. He should make the individual bracha on all three items. One Atzei Besamim, one Isvei Besamim, one Minei Besamim. The Ramah says, if he made one bracha of Borim Minei Besamim on all of them, he is Yotze. Then the Ramah says, "V'im tzorich lahaktim shel eitz l'shel isvei besamim ayin la'el simen reishir aleph." In the Iker Halach of the Mechaber, that he should make three separate brachos. So, in terms of what goes first, so look what we learned earlier in Simen Reishir Aleph, and we'll be reminded in the Mishnah Berura that's talking about bracha on achila when you have ha'eitz and hadama. What you do, we'll apply that a little bit in the Mishnah Berura over here as well to explain the Ramah. Meanwhile, the Mishnah Berura says, if katan lamed ches, the last line on 260, how you lefan of, you have in front of you all three types of spices, you make each individual bracha, pirish. V'rotze lahariach behem. Again, like by achila, you're only in the running for a bracha if the person is interested in eating it. Here as well, you have three types of spices in front of you, and you want to smell all of them. Sivkotin lavites, the Mechaber said, Mevarech akol echad bracha ru'ulo. You'll make on each item its proper bracha rotzalomar. Needs to say, Ein lo liftor atzmo bebracha kolelas achas. Don't just patter yourself up with one general bracha. The hainu bebirchas borei mitibesamim. We know already that borei mitibesamim covers everything, so don't just make one bracha of borei mitibesamim to cover all three. Elo lechatchila tzarech levarech al kol echa bifnei atzmo. Lechatchila, you should make a separate bracha on each one. V'yevarech batchila al atzei besamim v'isvei besamim. And you'll first make the bracha. He doesn't necessarily mean this order, because that's what the Ramah addressed. But you'll make the two brachos of Isvei Besamim and Atzei Besamim and Isvei Besamim. V'achar koch yivarech al shar minim borei nei besamim, and then on the other minim, you will make a borei nei besamim. K'mo dekayim alon la'el simen reishut aleph sev gimel, just like we paskined earlier. When it came to achila le'inyan birchas aperos, when it came to making a bracha on fruit, nisarvu kam minim yachad, if you have a mixture of... There's a period over there. Let's just explain what's going on over here. The same way that if you have fruits and vegetables, although you can make a bari pri adama and cover both, or if you have fruits, vegetables, and a shahakal, you can make a shahakal to cover everything. So just like we learned there, you don't do that, l'chatchila. You make a bracha on each item. You'll first make a ha'etz on the fruit. You make a adam on the vegetable. Then you'll make a shahakal. See, here also, even though a bari besamim would really cover everything, we don't do that. We rather make an atzei besamim, an issei besamim, and then we'll also make a bari besamim. Then the Mishnah Berura switches gears, and he says, nis'arvu kama minim yachad. Till now we're discussing, you have the three types in front of you, but they're not mamish mixed together. What if they're nis'arvu kama minam yachad? They're all mixed together as one. O shem baguda achas, or they're tied together. V'i'evshar l'hariach mikol minifnei atzmo, and you're not able to separate them to make each individual bracha like we just spoke about. So then, mevarech aleihem borei minei besamim. So then the achronim say, you'll make one bracha borei minei besamim, which will cover that bundle, that mixture of everything together. Mio, however, mashmo bel yiraba de tov likto mehaguda ezemin kideshiyucha levarich alav birchaso harui lachatchila. Even though it's true if they're all mixed together, you can't really separate them. You can make a bari nebesamim to cover everything, but the mashmos of el yiraba is that what's better than that lachatchila is to break off a little piece. They're mamish tied together. You can't untie them, but break off a little piece of the Atzei Besamim and the Isvei Besamim, and you should ideally make separate brachos in that case if you can. Obviously, if not, Bari Minei Besamim will cover everything. That takes us to the Ramah. The Ramah said this exact nekuda. The Inberach Akula Minei Besamim Yatza. Even though the Chatzila, the Mechaber says, make each individual bracha on each individual item. Dr. Ramah, if you made Bari Minei Besamim and everything, that's fine. Says the Mishnah Berura, the cannabis of Beis, like we learned earlier in this Siman, Insif Beis. Ella, the difference is, What we discussed in Sif Beis earlier in the siman is you took one of the atzei besamim or isrei besamim into your hands. Uberach aleihem borei mine besamim. So we learned earlier, if you said the wrong bracha, you said borei mine besamim, you're yotzei b'dieved. That's because the bracha is obviously being chal on that item. There's nothing else to be chal on. You're making a bracha on this. You said borei besamim, you're yotzei. Here is a little bit more of a chiddush. V'hachem ari shenokat rak mine besamim. Here you took the mine besamim in your hand. And you made the Borei Besamim on the Mine Besamim. But you had in mind to be Yotze with this Mine Besamim, also the Atzei Besamim and the Isrei Besamim, Afilu Hachi Yotza. Even so, even though the Mine Besamim has what to be Chal on, and therefore you might think you're not Yotze the other ones as well, the Chiddush of the Mechaber over here is that you're also going to be Yotze the Atzei Besamim and the Isrei Besamim with the Bracha of Borei Besamim, Shebracha Zo Shayach B'dieved Gam Aleihem. This bracha, as we know, is shayach on them as well. Again, to summarize what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the Chiddush of the Mechaber, we learned earlier if you take an Atzei Besamim and you make a Borei Mine Besamim, you're Yotze. Here we're saying a bigger Chiddush. Here you took Mine Besamim and you made a Borei Besamim, but you had in mind also the Atzei Besamim, the Isrei Besamim, also could be covered by this bracha. You might have thought only over there, where that's all you had, so then the Mine Besamim covers it. But over here, the bracha has what to be chal on what you're holding, the Mine Besamim. So maybe it wouldn't cover the other items that really be'ikra have a different bracha. Kamash Mulan, the Ramah says that b'dieved, the Mine Besamim on the Mine Besamim, if you had in mind the other things, would also cover them as well. Sivkatan la'mites yotza. That's going on the same point to the Ramah. If you made Bar Mine Besamim on all of them, you're yotze. Hainu kishekivein behedyo lahotzi kolaminim. Specifically says the Mishnah Berurah, if you had intention when you made the bracha of Borei Besamim to cover all the other spices, then you cover them. The e lav hachilo, but if you don't have them in mind, they're not covered. Kamo leinyan birchas aperos, like we learned earlier with the bracha on fruit. Kishiyesh lefan of davar shebichaso priya eitz. You have in front of you a fruit, a vegetable, you have all three brachas in front of you. You are not yotze stam with one bracha shakel on everything, like we learned earlier in Siman Reishvav, unless you had in mind to cover the other items. If you just make a shahakal, having in mind the shahakal, without having the others in mind, the shahakal does not cover them. See here also, the general bracha of Borei Mine Besamim will not cover the Atzei Besamim, the Isrei Besamim, unless you have them in mind. Kasu ha'achronim da'achronim right. To kishem she'birchas Atzei Besamim eino poter la'birchas Isrei Besamim. The same way it's obvious to us that if you make a bracha on Atzei Besamim, which is referring to a tree, that will not patter up something that requires a bracha of Isrei Besamim, which is a grass. Obviously, grass is not a tree. Kein birchas Isrei Besamim eino poter birchas Atzei Besamim. So too, making the bracha on the grass, the Isrei Besamim, will not cover the item that really requires a bracha of Atzei Besamim. The ba'asavim einenu nichlal eitz. Including asavim is not eitz. The Mishnah Berurah is really pointing out over here, as opposed to making a bracha on fruit. A borei pri adama, we know, covers a borei pri eitz, because an eitz grows from the adama. So it all comes from the adama. The adama is more kailel than the ha'eitz. Over here, it's not the case. Just like a isvei ha'eitz is not going to cover the borei Atzei Besamim is not going to cover the Isrei Besamim, so too the Isrei Besamim is not covering the Atzei Besamim, just because one's on the ground, but only a Borei Pri Adama covers a Borei Pri Eitz. But a bracha on the grass does not cover a bracha that really is supposed to be on the spices of the tree. Sivkatan them, Ayin Le'el Simen Reishud Aleph. The Ramah ended off and told us, look earlier in Simen Reishud Aleph, Lagabe the halacha of, if the bracha of the spices of the tree comes before the spices of the grass. Rotzalomar deshom isa plukta kein zebisiv gimel inyan pri ha'etsu pri adama. There we had a similar discussion, a similar machlokas. If you have a fruit and a vegetable, in tzarech lahakdim pri ha'etz, we had a machlokas over there. If the pri ha'etz comes before the pri adama, or you can do whatever you want. Hachinami binyanenu. Here we have the same machlokas. V'day, you should know. The Shom Hiskimu Ha'achronim, there the Achronim came out. The Mashu Chaviv Lo Tamid Yoser Tzarech Lakdimo. That which is in general more chaviv to you, you make the bracha first. That was the first criteria over there when you had a fruit and a vegetable. Ach, however, im shneim chavivim etzlo b'shave, if they're both equal in terms of their chavivas, nachon yoser lahakdim priya eitz, then we did say there was a maila in the imakdim the priya eitz. So first is chavivas, and then if there's nothing that's more chaviv, you have an eitz and adama, the eitz comes first. So hu adin hocha, zaktan mishabura, the same thing over here. Im chavivin etzlo shneim b'shave, if they're exactly equal to you in terms of the chavivas of the smell, of the besamim of the eitz, or the besam of the esav. So nachon yoser lahakdim ma'atzei besamim shi bracha mevoreres upratis biyoser. It's better to put the bracha of atzei besamim before the bracha of isei besamim because it's a more detailed, specific bracha. V'achar kach yivarech isei besamim, and then you'll make the isei besamim. So that's an interesting point because we just mentioned that when it comes to fruit, so bar priya eitz is clearly more specific than bar priya adama, because adama covers the fruit of the tree and of the ground. And the bar priya eitz only covers the fruit of the tree. So therefore it makes sense, the more specific bracha, the more detailed bracha, the eitz comes before the adama. But over here when you have the two brachas of atzei v'samim and isei v'samim, they both don't cover each other. So why is the Mishaburu saying here also, you put the atzei besamim first because it's a more detailed bracha than the isei besamim? It's not like the isei besamim is more general. The isei besamim doesn't cover the atzei besamim the same way the atzei besamim doesn't cover the isei besamim. So what exactly does the Mishabura mean over here? So the Achronim explain, at least some of them explain, the pshat is that isei besamim is a more global bracha, not because it covers the tree, but there's more things that grow as isei besamim than atzei besamim. Trees are more rare than grass. And therefore, the bracha on the atzei besamim is more proteistic. Not for the same reason that a ha'etz is more proteistic than adama. That's because the adama covers the ha'etz and the adama. The ha'etz only covers the ha'etz. Over here, when you have the atzei besamim, the isei besamim, neither one covers the other. So you have to explain that the pshat of why the atzei besamim will come first, so that's more detailed, is because it's more rare. It's more rare, the atzei besamim, than the isei besamim. That's one of the pshatim the Achronim bring down. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber, Sif Yud Aleph. Alex, if you don't mind, if you could please, thank you so much. Says the Mechaber, weiter Sif Yud Aleph, Heviu lufonav hadas v'shemen lahariach behem. They brought in front of a person a hadas and oil to smell the two of them. So what do? So says the Mechaber, in birchoseim shavos. If they have the same bracha, we'll explain the details of how they can have the same bracha in a moment in the Mishabura. So mevarech ala hadas upoter es hashemen. So you have a hadas, you have oil, they have the same bracha, you make the bracha on the hadas, it covers the shemen. V'im einam shavos. If they don't have the same bracha, mevarech ala hadas tchilo. You make the bracha on the hadas first. So if you're making one bracha for the two, you choose the hadas to be motzi everything. If they have different brachos, you go first with the hadas. Why do we give so much chavivus to the hadas over here? Let's see the Mishabura. Sifkatan mem aleph la'ariach behem. You had brought in front of you a hadas and oil to smell. Deilu shemen shehevi losuch yodav lahavir mehem zuamas ha'acholim. Zokta Mishabu, it has to be that the oil is brought in front of you to smell. Because if the oil was only brought to smear it on your hands to get rid of a bad smell, as we're going to see later, ein mevarech. You don't make a bracha on oil that's coming to remove zuama. Ukemosha kasav esimin reishu zayin sebez, like we'll see shortly, in Mirta Hashem in the next simin. V'ayin shem beralocha mashinuta bezeh, we'll see a beralocha there as well. So the first point the Mishabura is saying is it has to be specifically the hadas and the oil are coming for smelling reasons. The oil is not coming for any other reason. So then the halach is as follows. If they have the same bracha, you make the bracha on hadas and you cover the oil. So cut them in base. In birchoseim shavos. Kigom, for example. Shashemen hoyam mavusim v'atzei besamim, like we discussed last night. The oil got its smell. It was spiced up with atzei besamim. That makes the bracha on smelling the oil, borei atzei besamim, like the spices that were put in there. Shemivorechin ala shemen borei atzei besamim. In that case, where you spice up the oil and it got its smell from atzei besamim, the bracha on the oil becomes borei atzei besamim. Kemivor v'sifav, like we saw yesterday in Sifav. So now you have a hadas, which is borei atzei besamim, and you have oil that got its smell from eitzim, so it also is borei atzei besamim. So in that case, the mechaber said you make a bracha on the hadas and you cover the oil. Sivkot mem gimel mevarech al hadas. Atam, the reason is the hadas who guf her eitz hanikra besamim. The hadas is the actual wood; it's the actual eitz that smells. It is a branch. And it smells. Vashemen ein hareach me'atzmo. The oil that we're discussing over here, it's not a natural, nice smelling oil. Elokoto me'acher. It's a smell that was absorbed from the eitzim that you put in there. Helkach hadas chashivat vei. Therefore, the hadas, which is the actual source of the smell, has more chashivas than the oil that got its smell from the eitzim that were put inside. Ulahochim mevarech alav. Therefore, you make the bracha on the hadas. Upoter Hashemim v'berchosel, and the bracha borei atzei v'samim, the hadas will cover the oil, which really deserves the same bracha. Ukeshem v'varech alav, and when you are making the bracha on the hadas, no tel hadas b'yamin, as we have learned previously, you take the hadas in your right hand, the Hashemim v'smol. What you're making the bracha on goes in your right hand. The other thing that's also being covered by the bracha, but the bracha is not really being said on that item, it's also being covered, the oil you hold in your left hand, the aldavar shem mevarech not lo biyamino. On the item that you are making a bracha, you hold in your right hand. So that explains the first case of the mechaber. You have two things, the hadas and oil, they both have the same bracha. You make the bracha on the hadas, that covers the oil. The reason is very simple. The hadas has the natural smell, and the oil doesn't have a natural smell. It's only because you put pieces of wood inside that smell that created the smell and warranted the bracha of atzei besamim. Therefore, that is not as chashiv as the hadas. You make the bracha on the hadas, you cover the shemen. But if you have oil that has a different bracha than a hadas, the oil is not borei atzei besamim. Zokta mishabura kilom, for example, shahaya shemen shemavusam beisrei besamim. For example, what made the oil smell is not by putting in pieces of wood that smell, but rather you put in grasses that smell. It was spiced up with isrei besamim, shebirchoso borei isrei besamim. Like we learned yesterday, the bracha on that oil is borei isrei besamim. So now you have the hadas as borei atzei besamim. You have the oil that's spiced up by grasses as borei isrei besamim. You have two different brachos. Or another scenario. Shahoya shemen afarsimon. The oil was not spiced up by anything. It was, in fact, natural, nice smelling oil. It was a farsimon oil that we learned earlier in Siv Dalid. De birchasa hu borei shemen oriv. We learned it has its own bracha. We saw two reasons. Either because that's chashivas, some Eretz Yisrael, or we said its natural smell is from itself, not from other things that are put in. Therefore, it warrants its own bracha. So we have two scenarios over here. We have the hadas is borei atzei v'samim, and you have the oil that is a different bracha. Im kein ein yochol levarich al hadas atzei v'liftar hashemen. In these two cases, you can't make a bracha like before of borei atzei v'samim on the hadas and then cover the shemen because they have two separate brachos. I frek the sharatzion and os lamed ches. That's actually not true. Because va'afilu l'fima shekasadnu le'el. But we learned earlier that b'di'evet yotzei b'shemen afarsimun b'birchas atzei b'samim. What do you mean you can't make the atzei b'samim on the hadas and cover the oil? In the second case of the Mishabura, where the oil with the other bracha was shemen afarsimun, we learned earlier in the Mishabura, at least in the notes from the Bach, the Mishabura reference, that you are yotzei b'di'evet, borei atzei b'samim on shemen afarsimun. So why does the Mishabura say you can't be motzi the other oil with the bracha on the hadas? It's not true, with the afarsimun you can. Says the Shaar Tzion, Al kol panim lechatchila tzarech levarach al kol echad berchasa v'ruyach l'el v'sif yud. Zok the Mishabura, avada b'di'evet, you could be motzi the afar simon oil with the borei atzei v'samim you're making on the hadas. That's not lechatchila. As we just learned tonight in Sif Yud, lechatchila, if you have two different smells with two different brachos, so you make each bracha individually. So even though it's true, b'di'evet, it would cover it. If you made atzei v'samim on the hadas, it would cover the afar simon. That's not what you want to be doing. You want to be making two separate brachos. And there the Mechaber said, you have the hadas, which is atzei v'samim, and then you have the oil that was spiced up by Esev, it's Issei B'Samim, or you have a Farsimon oil, which is that you, Shenosan Rea Tov, Borei Shemen Orev, so you have two separate brachos. We said the din is, you make the bracha on the hadas first. Why is that? The hadas is not covering the other one, so why does the hadas bracha come first? So says the Mishaburis of Katan Memhei, the Afal Gav de Shemen Afarsimon Reichel Machmas Atzmo. We said before, the reason why you make the bracha on the hadas over the oil when it has the same bracha is because the hadas smell is more natural. The oil smell was not natural. But here the afar simon oil is a natural smell also. It wasn't put, if you put anything in. The afar simon oil has its own natural smell. So says the Mishabura, even though the Shemen afar simon has reichel machmas atzmo, the lokala me'achem, it wasn't just a smell that was absorbed from other things. It's a natural smell. The gambir choso chashuva. Not only that, it's bracha is very chashuv. Shemaskir u'miyachid shemen bir choso. It's a very specific and very detailed bracha. It's a bracha on the Shemen. It's the most detailed bracha on smell. So why are we going with the hadas over the Shemen afar simon? Zokta Mishabura, filu hachi hadashu kibriyasa the Kayim. Since the hadas is the way it was created and it's around, begufo, and the smell is begufo chashiv tvei. Explains in the Shavura the reason why the hadas wins out, even though the Shemen afar simon is a natural smelling oil, lamaisa to get it, you have to start cutting from the tree and peeling, and eventually the oil will drip out. It's an avoida to get it. But over here, the hadas is kibriyasa v'kayim. It just, you just cut it off the ground. You just have the hadas there, so it's more natural, it's more readily available, and that gives it a greater chashivas than the afar simon oil, even though the brach on the afar simon oil is very detailed, which is, gives the chashivas. Even though the afar simon is, has its own chashivas, it's a natural smell, l'maisa, the hadas wins out. You make first the brach on the hadas of borei atzei v'samim, then you make the bracha on the oil of the afar simon oil, or whatever the other oil is that has smells from the asavim. We will stop here and we'll go weiter mitzvah tomorrow with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.